Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. Pyoderma is something that is commonly seen in veterinary medicine. Even as general practitioners, you all are seeing probably just about as much pyoderma as I am seeing in the clinic. It's a big problem, and resistant pyoderma is becoming worse and worse every year. So it's really important that we start evaluating alternative therapies to antibiotics for these cases. And so this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Vetoquinol, and you're going to see an exciting new way to treat some of these cases through an alternative method called photobiomodulation. But starting out by just looking at how incredibly difficult some of these pyoderma and resistant pyoderma cases are, you know, of course, we think of things like methicillin-resistant staphylococcus, MRS. You know, most of the time we're seeing pseudointermedius, but there's also multi-drug resistant, which sometimes you'll see us label MDR. So that is when there's co-resistance to additional antimicrobial classes. Unfortunately, there's even a term called extensively drug-resistant, XDR. That means a bacteria is non-susceptible to all classes of antibiotics, but two or fewer. So you only have one or two antimicrobial classes that particular organism is susceptible to. So we know that this is a huge global problem that really creates a serious challenge for us to successfully manage these cases. And so antibiotics certainly have their role and they're important, but there are so many things we need to be considering when we see these pyoderma cases. And one is not just automatically going to antibiotics. Certainly, you've heard other episodes of the podcast that have really dived into topical therapy. That is extremely important. Also, we need to figure out why the infection's there, right? Because if we don't figure out the primary cause of that infection, we will struggle to prevent that case from getting recurrent infections, which we know can be extremely frustrating for our clients, but also just breed this ongoing problem of getting more and more resistant infections. So always be looking at alternative therapies like topical therapy, and then we also need to be looking at why that infection is there in the first place. But let's dive into something I'm really excited to talk to you all about on today's episode of the podcast. And this is something that I have put up before on my social media, and I always get asked questions about it. And that is photobiomodulation, specifically the light unit called Fovia, Phovia. Well, let's start out with discussing what is photobiomodulation. So photobiomodulation uses form of light sources in the visible in infrared spectrum. And why is this important? This is going to help stimulate secretion of several different growth factors. Epidermal growth factor, for example, vascular endothelial growth factor, fibroblast growth factor, transforming growth factor, beta, and collagen. And these are all things that are really important when we have damaged skin or wounds. So not even just specifically like a non-healing wound, but when we're dealing with traumatic skin issues, we obviously want to help stimulate some of these growth factors to help us in that process of healing the skin. So what's really exciting about Fovia, and we're going to talk about exactly how this unit is used, but it's the fact that you get several different colors of light sources. So if you have seen the way Fovia is used, if not, you can easily find it on their website online. But essentially the difference is you have the light unit that puts out a blue light, but on the lesion itself, you put a chromophore gel. So what we'll do in the clinic is we may use something like chlorhexidine just to kind of remove debris, shave the area if we need to ahead of time, but then we use saline, kind of wipe everything off. Then you mix up the ampoule of pigment and put it in the gel, which makes the chromophore gel. And then you put the chromophore gel, you layer it on the area that you're doing the fovea on. Then what happens, which is super simple. I love how easy they made it, is you take the light source and you put it right above it and you press a button. And automatically all you do is press a button. And then for 2 minutes, that light is present. Then, because you're supposed to do 2 treatments in a week, but what they've found is you can really do these back to back, which makes it very nice for our clients who live farther away or have busy lives. So then we will wipe away that chromophore gel because we've kind of, you know, deactivated the chromophore in there. And then we will replace it with new chromophore gel, which you can use out of the same tub that you've mixed up. And then you can do another round of light source right away for another 2 minutes. So it's something that's really easy for clients, something really easy for our technicians, our assistants to do in the clinic. The different types of colors of lights you'll get. So there's the blue light, which is the most superficial light. And this is kind of more antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. But then our next kind of layer below that is going to be the green light. And remember, the chromophore gel, essentially this blue light's hitting the chromophore gel, and then you get this kind of cascade of these 4 different light colors. The next line down, that green, is going to help with things like fibroblasts and keratinocyte proliferation, which obviously is going to be really beneficial to us because we're trying to repair those damaged keratinocytes that have occurred from the infection or a wound. Below that is going to be the yellow light. And that wavelength's really going to help with things like inflammation prevention, so anti-inflammatory, and helping with improved perfusion. So the nice thing is we're actually trying to help, you know, the blood flow, some of the new cells, some of the other things like those growth factors to really come to that lesion, which obviously we really want. Sometimes these chronic infections, they get scarred, they really lose that perfusion, and that can make it very difficult for us to treat. And then the deepest wavelength in color is going to be red. And that's going to help with things like angiogenesis, kind of helping, again, some of that blood flow, stimulate that growth, and then stimulating things like ATP production. It's also going to help promote things like collagen synthesis. And again, it's going to help stabilize that wound, which is really beneficial. So as you can see, there can be lots of benefits to utilizing something like photobiomodulation. But what I can say is, as a scientist, as a veterinarian, as soon as I heard about this, I was excited because I'm always looking for new innovative ways to treat infection that's different, where I don't have to utilize things like antibiotics all the time. But I want to make sure it works. So where's the studies? Show me the studies, right? So there's been a few different studies actually looking at the use of fovea in these cases. And I'm going to put the links to references to the studies in the show notes so you guys can see these. The first one was looking at superficial pyoderma. So they had 18 dogs that had superficial pyoderma, and they separated them into equal groups of either systemic antibiotic only, receiving fovea twice weekly, or receiving fovea once weekly, doing those 2 sessions back to back. And what they found out were the groups that just received fovea actually had a bit of a quicker response time. So more like 2.3 to 2.4 weeks to treat the superficial pyoderma, whereas group A had 3.75 weeks, so a little bit longer. And then obviously there's some variable and ranges in there, but they found that it was significantly different with those treatments. One of the areas that I really enjoy using fovea are some of those deep pyodermas, right? Like those focal things like acral licks, where they get really deeply infected. Knowing that traditionally we have said that antibiotics in a deep pyoderma really need to be used for, you know, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, which can be costly for an owner, can be a lot for an animal to have to take antibiotics that long. So there was another study that looked at 27 dogs with deep pyoderma, and they were separated into 4 groups. So just an antibiotic for group A, group B getting fovea twice weekly with a systemic antibiotic, group C getting fovea once weekly with a systemic antibiotic, and then group D, the last group, just getting fovea twice weekly. And what they found were significantly the groups that received fovea did better. And if they were on antibiotics, they could actually receive antibiotics for a shorter duration, which is huge in deep pyoderma. So significant difference, especially when there was a combination. Remember, this is deep pyoderma, not superficial. significant difference with combining Fovea in a systemic antibiotic versus the systemic antibiotic alone. So not only using something like photobiomodulation in cases with saying, oh, we can't use any antibiotics, but having these really deep pyodermas, which traditionally are very difficult to treat, but using it with the antibiotic so we can treat it for a shorter duration. So for example, you know, some of the averages of how long these deep pyodermas had to be treated with antibiotics alone were like 15 weeks. I mean, that's a few months. Versus utilizing something like photobiomodulation, they were able to see changes in stoppage of antibiotics by 4 weeks, 5 weeks, which is huge. And it's nice because you're putting them on the deep pyoderma on an antibiotic, but remember all those other benefits. You're increasing perfusion, you're helping with growth factor, you're helping stabilize the keratinocytes, you're helping with that wound healing process, which is going to be really, really important when we're looking at overall management of these deep pyodermas and the assistance that they need. Finally, I want to talk about a smaller study, but something we've anecdotally heard success with and has a small study to really show some improvement. And that is the, you know, notorious difficult disease of perianal fistulas. This is a painful disease. We predominantly see it in German Shepherds, but it can be really, really expensive, difficult to treat. And these pets are very painful and often have secondary infection. So this is a study looking at 4 dogs, and so a very small sample size. However, they showed 90% improvement in the extent of their perianal lesions with the use of Fovea. And what this little study showed was that there was resolution of tenesmus, dyschezia, and vocalization, because a lot of times when these dogs are defecating, they're screaming, they're howling, because obviously it's very uncomfortable. They noticed resolution, a lot of those clinical symptoms within 2 weeks. So getting this treatment 2 times a week, again, could be done back to back in one visit to the vet hospital, already seeing improvement within a couple of weeks, which is huge. Now the lesions themselves took a little bit longer in some of these cases, but they would see lesion improvement within 5 weeks. And anecdotally, I have heard of some people really having success kind of maintaining some of these pets, whether they concurrently use other medications or if they're just able to use Fovea alone, and what could be some of the reason that it's helpful for this disease. Again, enhancing that collagen production, helping to decrease inflammation with this autoimmune disease, angiogenesis, really helping that wound healing process. If perianal fistula is anything, it's a type of wound, right? It's a fistula sitting right around that area. So I'm going to put these studies up in the show notes so that you guys can look them up, really evaluate them for yourself. But I've been really, really happy with just the addition of something different than a traditional antibiotic to use in these cases, whether I use it concurrently or if I'm able to use it in some of these more focal cases on their own, or maybe that and topical therapy. It's just been really a nice addition to utilize in these difficult cases. So again, infection, these focal wounds, I've used it in acrolytic cases, I've used it on some of my perianal cases. So it's been a really, really, really lovely tool just to add in as another tool in my toolbox, because we know that dermatologic disease is quite difficult. And overall, how can this really be helpful? I mean, it really helps to empower the veterinary team, right? Because it's something that they can really do on their own. We will set it up so cases come in as drop-offs. If we know that we just need kind of that weekly visit to do Fovea before I recheck them, say a few weeks later, it helps with compliance, right? If they're not coming in the door, they didn't get the Fovea, they have to be there for us to do it. So we're going to know if it's something that's actually happened or not. You know, it is something that is a nice alternative that can help with things like practice profits, you know, practicing quality proven medicine in therapy, something that we have literature to really support can be beneficial. Quality of life to the patients, just making sure that we're able to help them in alternative ways, like helping with their wound healing, helping with perfusion of the lesions, helping with the discomfort they're seeing in some of these cases, like the perianal fistula paper that we discussed. And it's an alternative option for clients. You know, clients are definitely looking for something different than just throwing them on antibiotics. Again, sometimes we need that for deep pyoderma, but can there be a way we can lessen the duration? Can there be a way that some of these more superficial lesions, maybe with the use of photobiomodulation and Fovea, we don't need to reach for an antibiotic? I think that it's really nice and owners understand the implications of always having to go on systemic antibiotics. And then finally, antimicrobial stewardship. You know, One Health really looking into other options so that we can prevent hopefully more resistant infections from happening, that we can give alternatives, that we can really strive to work with the body by promoting things like, you know, the growth factors and perfusion and things of that nature. Now, the one caveat I do want to warn about as far as the use of Fovea, because it has so many benefits, but because it helps to stimulate things like growth factors, you do not want to use it on neoplastic tumors, because clearly we do not want things like neoplasia to have growth factors to promote kind of that neoplastic process. So really know, going back to our diagnostics, you know, if it's a nodule or something that looks abnormal, like aspirate, do cytology, make sure we know what we're dealing with. If you do have an infection, again, figure out the underlying cause. So once we get past this infection, we can help prevent it from happening as often in that pet. So I hope you find that helpful. Again, it's been a great tool for us to have in dermatology. It's been really exciting to see how much more rapidly we're able to help some of these patients, that we're able to lessen our use of antibiotics, especially on these more focal lesions, and we're able to help the wound healing process, which obviously is always beneficial. And then I also want to again thank you to Vetoquinol for sponsoring this episode of the DermVet Podcast, and for also just putting innovative new technology out there, and also the studies to show how effective it is, because as scientific people, we're always going to want to know, where's the study that proves this works? And we have them.